Well, I must say, there's quite a variegated group. On the one hand, there are many young people, but I'm not talking of teenagers. Because at the end of the day, the teenagers today remember very little about John Paul II. So we're talking about young people, but we're talking of people from 18 to 40, if that's the category of young people. And we also have, people who are above 60, and above all, people who are sort of like devout to the church, and people who are practicing Catholics. Those are the type of people we're receiving, and we're also getting a number of families that are coming along. It's a whole family that want to take part in these celebrations.
Now, of any of the stories that you heard of the reasons that people give for coming, are there any that stood out in your mind, particularly memorable, particularly striking reasons why they're coming, because of their link with Pope John Paul?
Well, we have quite a number, but just think of a young lady now who wants to come for the beatification because she remembers that when she was a kid, during a papal audience, when she was still a baby, the Pope passed by and basically sort of like lifted her up and kissed her while she was still a baby, and she has the photographs. And now this person is over 20 years old and says, I cannot be absent, I cannot miss this moment, I have to come for this beatification. So there are very personal motives for coming for the beatification.
Do you predict a last minute rush of people who might come, particularly as they're saying now that there's not so many people possibly as many people were thinking at the beginning?
Absolutely. This is quite normal for this type of event. Usually what tends to happen is this like a bit of an emotional surge, let's call it that way, towards the very last few days. And I think this is what is going to happen. That's why I said our organization is extremely modular, and we're going to be monitoring the situation, and it will increase the organizational capacity as we get near the days of the beatification.
And are there still a lot of hotel rooms available, particularly, should we say, in the more economical side?
Absolutely. We even have a camping area, which is almost free. The idea is to make sure that people can actually come at relatively economic, cheap prices. Even some of the airlines are beginning to offer us now good services and good rates for people to be able to find flights to come to Rome.
Now, I was told that it's mostly Italians coming, and then after that, Poles, and then Spanish and the US. Can you break that down into a ratio?
Gosh, it's a bit difficult to do so. I suppose Italians will be more than 50% normally. That's what usually happens. And, of course, if we have about 30% or 25% coming from Poland, then we have some 10 or so from, 10 to 12 from the English-speaking world, because, at the end of the day, we're talking of England, we're talking of Ireland, Scotland, and the United States. And, of course, the interesting thing that I have noticed is that we do have a number of Africans also coming for this beatification.
That was going to be my next question. Do you know how many?
Well, up to now, directly, there are more than we have received directly, but we've received a couple of hundreds of pilgrims that are going to be taking part from Africa, from Nigeria, from Ghana, from Kenya, from Uganda, and from other countries as well.
The church has been at pains to stress that this is a free event. You don't need a ticket to get into St. Peter's Square. Are you saying that because there have been a lot of cases of ticket touts who are trying to sell false tickets?
Well, absolutely. The thing is this, as you know, Rome is a very particular place, and every now and then you find somebody who wants to take advantage of these situations. But the church has a very clear policy. You don't need to pay to pray. So if you're coming for a mass, you should be able to get into the mass free of charge. And I think we need to insist on that point, because it is true that some people have tried, perhaps even in a very indirect way, to insinuate that buying certain services, the mass is also included. So they're not exactly selling an entrance to the mass, but they're kind of insinuating.
Yes. Well, one thing, we were talking about the cost, right, and about that the authorities, the church, is not asking the government to underwrite the cost, right, and you're hoping for sponsors. Right. But do we have any idea of what the total cost could be of staging this event?
Well, we have calculated the cost to be around 3 to 4 euros per person for the weekend. So multiply that by the number of people who will turn up, that will give us the total number.
You're not. I mean, people aren't frightened that the church is going to be left with a big bill on its hands.
No, absolutely not. We have found, many good-hearted and good-willing organizations that are already supporting us, and we're also going to launch a little campaign for the faithful. If people want, they can actually even through the internet or whatever donate their €1 or €2 or whatever to help us. And at the end of the day, we really have to believe in God's providence.